people. He didn't say that he was going to. But he said, able. The thing, a true worshiper, a person who worships God, they worship God, they understand that no matter what I go through, God is still able. Now, I know it don't always turn out the way that we want it to turn out, but God is able to deliver us at any moment. Why you've been in it? I've been going through this for about 6 months. I've been going through for about a year. But guess what? He can deliver you any moment, any time he gets ready. He's able. Tell somebody he's able. Yes, he is. He's able. Now then he says that the God that we serve. Now they were letting him know that we don't just worship any old thing. Why would we worship a dead image who can't talk to us? Why would we worship a dead image that can't deliver us? Why would we worship just because it got good music to it? Why would we worship? I wish I had somebody. Yeah, because that's what we worship. We want to hear the good music. Long as we got some skill for some good music, we'll worship. But what about when it ain't no music? Can you, you the only one at home and you can't sing, but can you worship? I'm asking. You can't do nothing. You can't play no instrument, but I tell you what, can God accept your worship? Will he accept it? Are you sold out? Is your heart fixed and your mind made up? Is it for God you live and for God you die? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm getting there. I'm going to get over. I'm about done, okay? I know some of y'all ready. Chicken place open. They opened 17 minutes ago. They open. They dropped the hot chicken and you ready to get out of here. I'm going to get you. You get the second batch. You may not get the first batch. But then he says that he's able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. And he will deliver us out of thine hand. I'm trying these different mics because I don't like the way it sounds. Check. Amen. He will deliver us out of thine hand. So he says, not only will he deliver us from the fire, but if you try something else. See, I never looked at it like that. But when we come out of the fire and you want to do something else, he'll still deliver us. Y'all with me? He said, look at this. He says that not only will he deliver. Now, when we look at the word deliver here, the word deliver, he's just letting us know that he'll free us from whatever you bind us into. Amen. And so when God deliver us, he actually makes a way of escape. And when God makes a way of escape, the word escape in the Hebrew language, it is a word that means being rubbed smooth from being handled by God. I've been rubbed smooth. The more God handles me, the more I'm in his presence, the more he touches me, the smoother I get. And so the smoother I get, the harder it is for the devil to hold on to me. Y'all don't hear me. The smoother I get, the slicker I get, that means that whatever he bind me up in, I can just slide out of the chain. He keep wondering how I keep getting out, but he don't realize I'm smooth. I'm so slick. Why am I so slick? Because I've been oiled down with the presence of God. All right, y'all don't believe. Jesus, the Bible said that Jesus.
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. Our church is located 1401 Welch Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana, 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana, 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries Thank you for your support.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel, this is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's word for your life today.
Keep the love flowing. Keep the love flowing.
Yes, yes.
Comes from St. John chapter 15, verse 9, and it says, "As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love." Keep the love flowing. Why don't you turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, keep the love flowing. Turn to your other neighbor. Keep the love flowing. Keep the love flowing. Yeah, yeah. One of the things you're going to recognize is, and I'm just going to give you this because I want to explain something else to you. So I hope you have your notes so you can go over it, and I'm going to give you the skeleton, and later you can go on and put the meat on the bones.
All right,
listen. The first thing I need you to see is that Jesus Christ has been talking about abiding. He's been talking about continuing. He's been talking about being connected. And all of these things are necessary because it is a momentous occasion for which he is doing all of these things for. And it picks up momentum as he continues on in the chapter. One of the things that he wants us to see here is point number one, that there is a relationship going on. A relationship. What's so important about a relationship? A relationship, he says, as the Father hath loved me. And of course, he's talking about the Father, who is the Father of the Son, which means there is a Father-Son relationship. He says, then from the Son, as so have I loved thee, you. Then there's another part of this relationship, and it's the Savior and the saved. We're all in relationship together. Why? Because John 3:16 says, "For God so what? Loved the world that he gave his only begotten who?
Son.
That whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." Now, we are all connected together by way of relationship. And relationship means connectivity. You've got to be connected in this relationship to receive the benefits of this relationship. Listen, the love starts with the Father, flows down through the Son, flows
to us and then goes through us to others. So we've got to get the love. First of all, John says God is love. And John tells us that I love him because he first loved me. And so you see, the Father is at the head of the love cycle. From the Father comes that love passed on through the Son, through the Son, through the Son. Now, what's interesting is the Son, as the Father had loved him, so has he loved us. In other words, there's no deterioration of the love. That there is no melting down. There is no watering down of the love. It is the same love that has come from the Father through the Son to us. Now, here's the point. If we have the same love from the Father through the Son to us, it means we can't water down the love when it comes through us to others. In other words, it has to be the same strength. It has to be the same power. It has to be the same substance. In other words, if we don't deserve it and God gave it to us, then we've got to learn that when we give it to others, it's not because they deserve it.
All right, all right.
But he gave it to us so it can go through us to others. And this is important to recognize. Why? Because we're in relationship. We are connected. In other words, because of our connectivity, it flows unhampered, unhindered from the top to the bottom and all the way through as long as there is a connection.
All right.
The same love flows from the top all the way through to the last person who has received it, and it has not dwindled in any respect. Point number two, that not only is there a relationship and a connection there with the relationship that we have just explained, but then secondly, Jesus says, as the Father had loved me, so have I loved you. So have I loved you. Here's what we need to note as well, that we must take responsibility just as Jesus took responsibility. And that means we must be committed to love. You see, when you are responsible, it means you are committed to something. To do it right, to do it the way that it ought to be done, to do it so that the one who gave you that responsibility will be pleased at the way that you've handled it. Look at what Jesus says in that 10th verse. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide what?
In my love.
Notice the next word. Even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Listen,
If you keep my commandment, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. In other words, Jesus says there is nothing that changed. The paradigm is the same. You do with me as I've done with my Father. You get from me what I've gotten from my Father, and you need to give to others what you've gotten from me. Keep the love flowing.
Come on, doctor. Come on.
Tell the disciples, you know, the only way men will really know that ye are my disciples, not that you go around healing, laying hands on folk, praying for folk and they recover, demons run and tremble, not all that. He said, do you know the only way they will really know that you are my disciples is if you have love one toward another. In other words, as long as you keep the love flowing. There ain't no perfect people.
Come on, doctor.
In the house of God.
Come on now, come on.
I don't know why we try to act like we are. Every one of us in here should be trying to be perfected. But we ain't perfect. You might have a good day today and you might hit hell's door tomorrow.
All right, all right.
But here's the good news when you get back up again. He dusts you off and love on you and tell you, come on, now let's get it right again. And he forgives you and look past your sin and tell you, leave that alone and come on and let's do the right thing. And you got to know that's the same kind of love we've got to share with our brothers and sisters. But the moment we start getting it right,
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Many times we forget that we are not yet perfect. And if you think you are, keep on living. Keep on living. Because Satan know your address. Satan know where you hide out at. And Satan know who you talk to. And Satan know some of your secrets. And Satan know what gets you all riled up. And Satan knows what buttons to press. And y'all not hearing me here. So don't get to acting like you already perfect and everything is already done and you already fixed and it's final. Listen, bad things, he's still working. Ooh. Jesus. Bad things, listen, he's still pruning us, cutting off of us. There's some of us who lift our hands high in praise. And if you ain't careful, don't fool around and mess up and hit that hat, step on that shoe, fool around and do anything, because you might get some words that ain't holy, that just came out of that holy praising lip.
All right, doctor. All right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So we have relationship and connection. We have responsibility and commitment. We've got to be as committed to Christ as Christ was to his Father. He said, I do always those things which please my Father. Last point, and I'm through. Rewards continue. Rewards continue. This was all about rewards. Jesus was trying to tell him. How do you say that? Because if you go to 8 verse, he said, herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. Step up a step before that, verse 7. Yeah, he says, what? Verse 7. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, what's going to happen? You ask what you will, and what's going to happen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm trying to show you how to get blessed and stay blessed and keep the blessings coming.
All right.
Come in. So listen at this. Because we have relationship, we have responsibilities, but God is too just and honorable of a God not to reward us for being in right relationship with him and not being responsible to keep our commitment to him. He then honors us by rewarding us as we continue in him. What are the rewards? I'm glad you asked. Write them down, and I'm saying amen. One, faithful fellowship with the Father. Faithful fellowship with the Father. You see, that's one of the things Jesus had, was faithful fellowship. Even on his sojourn here on earth, he maintained his faithful fellowship with the Father in heaven through prayer.
Yes.
Stayed connected with him and to him through prayer.
Yes.
See, if we're going to really stay connected to him, we're going to have to stay connected through prayer, through practice, and through the presentation of his word. Of his word. Why? Because that's the way we stay connected to him.
Hallelujah.
That's how he talks to us and we talk to him and stay connected.
Yes.
Listen, when you are connected to God, do you know the devil cannot disconnect you? You can disconnect you, but the devil can't disconnect you. You don't need to know Jesus said, those who are in his hand, the devil cannot pluck out. Devil can't disconnect you. You can disconnect you by not staying in a right relationship with him. Again, but when you are responsible as Jesus was, who said, I do always those things which what? Please my Father.
Amen.
He was committed to his responsibilities.
Amen.
And that's why he was always rewarded continually.
Right.
Everything he said to the Father did it. With one exception. And that was on Calvary's cross. On the fourth word. When he says, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, which is by interpretation, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? But you've got to understand from whence those words came.
Yes.
It didn't come from the son. It came from the servant. Jesus was as a servant. Remember, he was a son and a servant. The Son of God, the Son of Man. He had two roles on that cross. And so it was out of that role that God had to forsake. Yes, the Son and the servant were one. But it was from that sermon that God had to forsake himself, because the sin that was upon not just me and you, but from the entire world, from Adam all the way to the last person who shall be saved by the Lord Jesus Christ. Every one of those sins were on that cross, on that Christ. And God turned his back on it. Not on the Son, but on the sin. And so everything other than that, he had three things with God. He had fellowship with God.
Yes.
He had fruitfulness with God. And he had favor with God.
All right.
Listen,
Those were the rewards for continuing on in his relationship and his responsibilities. His rewards were fellowship, fruitfulness, and favor.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Do you know what it feels like to be able to know anytime you call him up, he'll answer your call? Somebody, well, can you pray for me? Because I called him and I can't seem to get an answer. Let me call him up for you. I'll call your name out. I'll tell him what you're. But isn't it good to know when you have a right relationship, you can call him up yourself? No matter what time of day it is, he's going to answer your call. Never too late, never too early. When you call him,
yes, sir.
He says, yes, my son, yes, my daughter. I don't care how many times a day you talk to him. He's just as glad the last time you called him as he is right now when you called him.
All right, all right.
You can't wear him out calling him. You have sweet fellowship. But then he makes everything you do fruitful. Why? Because you are following his word, his will, and his... In other words, you're doing what he wants you to do.
Lord, have mercy.
And why would he not be, or why would he not allow you to be fruitful? Look at what Jesus said in John 15:5. I am the vine.
Uh-huh.
Ye are the branches. He that what? Abideth in me and I in him. What does he say? The what? The same what? The same one that I am in, and the same one that is in me. We have a connection, and we have a commitment, and he shall bring forth much fruit. And then what he goes on to say, for without me, he can do nothing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So he makes everything you do that's a part of his word, will, and way fruitful. Fruitful. And then the last is the one we like to shout on, favor. But you can't have favor without fruitfulness, and you can't have fruitfulness without fellowship. Listen, the only reason why you get that favor is because God knows you and you know God. It's not a one-sided situation. You got something going on. Oh, song we used to sing, I love it. Me and Jesus got our own thing going. Me and Jesus.
Yeah.
Even though it's grammatically incorrect, you got it. Gonna work it out. Me and Jesus got our own thing going, and I don't need nobody to tell me what it's all about. Why? When you are in relationship with God, fellowship with God, when you have the favor of God on your life, listen, even enemies become at peace with you. Why? Because they know they can't do nothing with you, because they can't do nothing with the God you serve. And just like Job, he's got a hedge around. Oh, they're going to try. But there is a sign on every side of you that says, beware of, it might spell D-O-G. But I tried to tell you many years ago, the devil is dyslexic. So he don't see D-O-G, he sees G-O-D. Every time the devil tries to mess with a child of God, he sees a sign that says, beware of God.
God, I wish I had some help.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And the church said, amen.